Vayishlach Yaakov Malochim. Zog Rashi Malochim Mamish. Malochim Mamish. Malochim Mamish is Rosh Hakeidus. Mamish Malochim mi mitzvahs she'osah. When a person, every time he does a mitzvah, that creates a malach. Rav Elazar Rapian talks about it over here. These are the malachim that Yaakov is sending. And a person has to know that the kinds of malachim that he makes from the mitzvahs that he does, and chas v'sholom fakert, when he does an aveir, it creates a malach, a malachi chavolo, the starkeit of those malachim, it depends. If you do the mitzvah with the ganze shleimus, then the malachim are part of the shleimusam and are stark. If you do the mitzvah with not the ganze leiv, not the ganze kaitis, Azoy kupta is the malach taka. And that's the malachim mi mitzvah she'asa. He sends a message to Esav. Im lovon garti, the tariq mitzvah she'amarti, Rashi says, v'loy lamarti mi maisa v'royim. Interesting loshin. Tariq mitzvah she'amarti, v'loy lamarti mi maisa v'royim. He already said, tariq mitzvah she'amarti, that's called a Torah kula. Vice the chois, you could be tariag mitzvah shamarti, but then lomar mi ma'is of aroyim. It's not. It's possible. It's possible to be mamish mekayim kol tariag mitzvahs, but you're a shkofis, you're an hogis, you're a full fledged graduate of lomar mi ma'is of aroyim. It's another zog. There's tariag mitzvah shamarti, and then there's nochazach v'loy lomarti mi ma'is of aroyim. It's tzvei under zachin, the fifth chelik shulchan aruch, vitzafirinzich. But he tells him that takeno. Vayira Yaakov Ma'oid Vayetzer Loi. Vayira Yaakov Ma'oid Vayetzer Loi. It's like a double lotion. Vayira and Vayetzer. Zok Rashi. Vayira Shema Yehored. Vayetzer Loi in Yehareges Acherim. He was worried that he's going to get killed. That's Vayira. And separately, Vayetzer Loi, maybe he's going to kill others. He's going to kill Esav and the others. And the kash is the achroinim shtel. What is he scared that he's going to kill others? Habol lahargicha, hashkem lahargah. He has a right to kill Esav and the anoshim that are imoy. What is this? Bazundere shema yehareg acherim. He has a right. Habol lahargicha, hashkem lahargah. So the achroinim handle a shayla that the emes, when a person is a nirdaf, when the person is right after someone to kill him, you're allowed to kill him. Habol lahargicha, hashkem lahargah. But if it's nitl atzilei be'echad neivorov, then the din is that you're supposed to try to attempt to kill him, to prevent him by stopping of Echad Nevar. Only if you have no choice, then you're allowed to kill him. So could be he was Yorei Shema Yehareg Acherim Shaloi Kedin. The problem is that the Mishnah Melech Nemzon, that's only by someone else that's going after the Roidif. But by the Nirdaf Atzmoy, the Mishnah Melech Nemzon should say, the Nirdaf doesn't have that Tanai. The Nirdaf himself is allowed to be Hoyreg Acherim. So again, what's the Shema Yehareg Acherim? There is one shot that Acherim is Rav Meir, and Rav Meir came from Bnei Gerim, and he was worried if he's going to kill Esav and there's Anoshim, Shema Yehareg Acherim, and this is coming Rav Meir, Shema Yehareg Acherim. It's a pshat. Rav Yeshua Le Diskin says a pshat, Rivka said on the Vua, Loma Eshkal Shneichem B'yoy Mechod. Rivka was originally worried. She said, run away from Esav because maybe he'll kill you and I'll lose both of you on the same day. She saw in the Vua that they were going to be nifter the same day. The Emesis, the Gemara says, they weren't nifter on the same day, but the Kvura was on the same day. The day that Yaakov was Nikbar was taka the day that Esav got killed, the Gemara and Saita. So she taka saw in the Vua they were going to get killed on the same day. Yaakov Avinu Loimes. Yaakov Avinu Loimes when he would die. And the Kvura even. So, the pshat is azay. Yaakov is worried Shema Yehareg Acherim because if it's going to be Yehareg Acherim, it's vitally going to be his death. Because he knows if he kills Esav, he's also going to die. Because there's an avur that they're going to be killed on the same day. And that's, he was Vayetzel, Shema Yehareg Acherim, because that also is going to mean he's going to die. And that's the pshat, Zogin Dachroinim, it says, Yaakov made a separate two machanois. Im yob Esav ala machana ha'achas viko. I think, and others, since there's an avu, they're going to die the same day. How did Yaakov know so positive? Chad is, he kept the two machanas separate, a full day apart. and he was in the front line and first machane, and he knows for sure in Yabi Asif al Machana Akas Viko, if he's gonna kill me in the first machane, guaranteed Bahoya Hamachana Nishal Flaita, the second machane is a full day apart. There's a Navua, they're gonna die the same day, and that's the Siba that he knows they're gonna be safe. There's another chat. What does it mean by Yetzeloi that he's going to be Harig Acherim? Rabbi Shlomo Kluger says, we spoke about this the other week, that there's a kasha. How did Yaakov Avinu buy the Bechorah from Esau? Ein adam koine dover shaloi bala oilam. So the Ketzois in Reish Ayin Ches talks about it. We said various Mahalchim. The Rivosh says on a dover farmat and Torah, dover shaloi bala Ischal. The Ketzois, we said the Mahalch, that he was only nostalgic from the Bechorah. That's the Iker Nidin of the Ketzois there in Reish Ayin Ches. That Siluk works on a dover shaloi bala. There's another mahalak in the Achroinim, Rav Shlomo Kluger brings other Achroinim handle it, that if there's a Shavua is so binding that if you make a Shavua, if you chal in the Dover Shalei Bal Oilam, because then there's a starker Gemiras Das, if you learn that the Chesaron of Lei Bal Oilam is felt in the Gemiras Das, there's other mahalak. But Achroinim, a Shavua makes it binding. So Esav made a Shavua, Yaakov made Esav make a Shavua, by Yishav Alon. But if Esav is going to die before Yaakov dies, and now it's his children, the Yarshin, potentially the Bechayra, then they didn't make a shavua to Yaakov. For them, it's not binding. The mechira won't be chal. So it's necessary for Yaakov to that Esav shouldn't die. Shema yaharig achera, but then it's going to lose out on the mechiras habachera. Azat tovu. Akufanim. That was the pshat of the Rashi. The achroinim say other pshatim. The other mefarshim. What does it mean? Vayira Yaakov ma'od vayetzer loy. The Kliyoker says vayetzer loy because Yaakov realized must be that Esav is running after him. Must be that Yitzchak was nifter. Mistakenly, he thinks Yitzchak was nifter because Esav said only after Yitzchak dies he's going to come. So it was Vayetzeloi the fact that Yitzchak is nifter. The Rechaim HaKadosh says Vayetzeloi Yaakov is upset that he gave out his whereabouts to Esav. He thinks he made a mistake. He has Charata that he sent this message to Esav. It was Vayetzeloi, he was mitzvah that he let Esav know where he is, that he sent him a message. Although alternatively there are others that say Pum Fakert Vayira Yaakov was frightened. And Vayetzeloi, he had Tsar, the fact that he's frightened. That Tzadik is not supposed to be frightened, he's supposed to be Boitea. And so then Gitshipit Yaakov, the fact that he's frightened. Vayira, he was frightened. Vayetzeloi, I've got Tsar that he's frightened. There's another interesting shot. Vayira Yaakov Moi, Vayetzeloi. What is Yaakov frightened about? What could he be worried about? Tariyat Mitzvah Shamarti, what is he worried about? Shema Yigram Achet. What issue, what Nidnu Daveru could Yaakov be worried about? Either kibbut av the aim because he stayed extra in yeshiva shem be'eber, he was moira hetet to stay in the yeshiva, but he delayed going to listen to his parents, and the fact that he married two sisters. Those are the two issues that he has, and that's nirmaz in the pasuk. Vayira Yaakov ma'oid ish imoy va'aviv tira'u vayira vayetzer loy litzror ish el achoisa loysikach litzror vayira Yaakov ma'oid is Kibadav, Tiro. Now Yetzeloi is Litzro. Those are the two issues that Yaakov is worried about. And that's why the Gemara says in Chulin, the Gemara in Chulin says that when the Malach, the Sari Shal Esav, came to fight with Yaakov, there's a Machloikis Amiroyim, whether it was Nidmaloi. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni says it was Nidmaloi Ta'ovet Kechavim. He came to him in the vision as if it was a goy. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Acha says, no, he came to him as a Talmud Chacham. The two apshotim is these two issues. Did he come to him as a goy to hint to him that you married two sisters via goy? Or he came to him as a Talmud Chacham to hint on the issue that he had stayed in yeshiva and learned and not had shepherd with the nakuda of the kibbut av. That's the two things that are mirmaz in the Vayir Yaakov Ma'oid by Yetzeloi. Now the Maisa Yaakov says, in Yovay Esa Halamachan Ha'achas, so we said he kept it a day apart to make sure that if Esav kills him in the first machane, then for sure the second machane is going to be saved. There's a machlokes in the Mefarshim exactly what was the chalukas hamachanois. The Netziv learned that everyone, all the people were in the first machane. The second machane was just the nechosim, the rechush. Other Rishonim, Rabbeinu Bechaya, learns that he split up the Bnei Ashfachas with the Bnei Rachel and Leah. This the Malbim learns Bechal Fakir that Yaakov was in the first machane only with his mikne and with his servants, and the entire mishpacha was in the second machane. He alone, was in the first machane as far as the mishpacha. Different pshatim, but there was zikr as a plan of machane initial of later. Now this is a big yisoid in avodas Hashem Bechal in the Mahalach HaChaim. A person has to know to avada mitchila make on a Kabbalah's oil and have a mahalach, what he wants to do. But sometimes you make a plan A, and for whatever reason it's nishtos ois galten, you have to have a plan B. If you have an Esav, elamachana achas viko, if an Esav, the Yetzirah comes, and you had a plan, you had a machana, you had it going, and it's kivar v'klap, zos tevishin, v'hoya hamachana nishtos ois lefleto, have a plan B. Have another option. A person has to be ois kichashim, the Yetzirah is very smart, a person also has to know, he has to have back his original machana achas, but he has to know, if that doesn't go, then to have a different plan. Always have a backup plan. It's an important yisoy. There's another pshat, though. Yaakov meets up with Esav, and Esav be'etzem is telling him, let's go together. And Yaakov is very frightened. And he says, Hatzileini nami ad ochim yad Esav. And it's a famous yisoy, Beis Halevi talks about other achronim also, Hatzileinu miyad ochi miyad Esav. What's miyad ochi miyad Esav? So to Beis Halevi, Yaakov is not only frightened about Esav coming to him to attack him. He's worried about Esav coming to him as a brother. And that's also very frightening. And Zok, we said so many pshatim, but let's go back again to that pasuk. Go to Beis Halevi. Vayiru Yaakov ma'oi from Esav. Vayetzer loy from ochi. And that's even more frightening. He's worried that Esav is going to come to him as a brother. And that he also doesn't want. That he also doesn't want. And I heard there's a pshat over here that that's what it means over here. You don't want to be close to the Esav. And that's the message. Im yovei Esav alamachan ha'achas. Listen, it's not in the pasuk pshat in the words, but the oifen drush. Im yovei Esav alamachan ha'achas. If you think you're going to be one machana with Esav, you think Vakeret the Meskil said, let's be together like the goyim. You think that's the solution? Punk faker. The pasuk continues, v'hikohu. Dafke then you're going to get big klep from the goyim. V'kachava. V'hoya hamachan hanishor. If your attitude is faker, the yidin are in Shirayim, you realize you're in Golis, we're not, we stay on the sidelines. Lifleto. That's the solution to get saved. Don't think that dafke coming close to Esav. No, we don't want nisht Esav or nisht Ochi. He doesn't want the neshicha of Esav, and he doesn't want the neshika from Esav. Loi mi duvshach, v'loi mi uksach. Hatzileinu nish fun Esav, nish fun Ochi. I saw an interesting pshat. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Shomreini ki ishoin bas oyin. The Eberster should watch us over like the apple of his eye, like ki ishoin bas oyin. Interesting there. Hair. All the ivarim of a person, if you go and hit it, it hurts. You can damage a person by hitting him. But if you kiss an Eber of a person, you kiss him, a neshika doesn't hurt. But an eye is so sensitive. An eye, not only if you poke a guy's eye, but if you try to kiss his eye, it's also going to hurt. Listen, Shoreini ki ishoin bas oyin, a yidin was a chitin, mamish as oyin an ayin, loy mi duvshof, loy mi uktsof, loy mi shikosoy shal esof, loy mi shikosoy shal esof. Hatzileini no miyad ochi miyad esof. V'hoi amachan amishro lefleto. It's Yedua, the Chofetz Chaim, before he was Nifter, he said, it was a bechina of Ruach HaKodesh and Avua, he said that there's going to become a terrible Zach, an umbluk is coming towards Klal Yisrael. And he said, and he quoted the pasuk in the Haftarah of this week's parsha in Ovadia, Uvahartzion tiyeh pleita v'hoi HaKodesh. Tak it's going to be geferlich, but an Eretz Yisrael is going to be a shmira. They won't come and shepherd with the Eretz Yisrael. And the emesis in Tafshin Gimel, in the Yishuv here in Eretz Yisrael, the Nazis came very close. It wasn't Pashin, it wasn't Borah, they had already come through Algeria, they were very close, they were in North Africa, they were coming, they were not far from Eretz Yisrael. And there was a Geraldika Pachad in the Yishuv over here. Aber the Chofetz Chaim said, Uvaharzi and Tiyaplayt of Oyakoydash. It's a Moira de Gazak, the Ponav Zhirov was here already, he came, his entire Mishpacha was killed out, his Yeshiva was killed out, he was the Rav in Ponovich. And he was here in Eretz Yisrael already, and it's Tafshin Gimel, it's the middle of the war, and he started making a groundbreaking ceremony for a big yeshiva he's going to build in Bnei Brak. Bnei Brak was a derfel, and he's building a little derfel there, and he's building a big yeshiva, musag of a big yeshiva. This man said all over 100 people, and tremendous mismatch. And they told him, the Nazis are coming, he wasn't. And he said, Ubahar Tziyan Tia Pleita Vahoya Kodesh. And that's the MS on the building. It's printed in very big letters in front of it. Bahar Tziyan Tia Pleita Vahoya Kodesh. And people told him, he says, you're choloming. You're choloming. The Nazis are coming. He said, a cholom zich of rech shlofnisht. Yara, yara choloi. Marzien, tiye play to vayu koyish. There's another nakuda in Hatzileinam yad ochim yad esav. It means the Yetzirah, but you have to know the Yetzirah is very, very oisgecheshbent. A lot of times, first he comes to you before you did the Aveira, he comes to you like Ochi, and he's trying to be nice to you, and he's telling you it's not so bad. And then he has that, he's back in Vahasar Sadm, Fanenim Echareinu, after you already did fall, and a person after his Durch Kefal, he has to know that he can Shevi Yipel Tzadik to come. Then he comes as Esav all of a sudden. He says, no, it's terrible, you're in there already, it's Hashodot inside. Then it's already, he chaps you on both ends, on the Miyad Ochi and on the Miyad Esav. Now Yaakov prepares himself for Doiran with Tefillah, the Molchama. He's sending a Matana to Esav. He sends a whole bunch of behemoths. Bnei Yisoschar and the other Sfarim that he sent him 580 behemoths. If you count up the animals, Yaakov Avinu sent to Esau 580 behemoths. 580 is gematria Sotir. This was the Sotir La'azazel. That's him. He sent him 20 Izim. That's 200 Izim, 20 Tioshim. That's connected to 20 years that he wasn't there, the Sotir La'azazel for every year. The Indian of Sa'ir La'azazel is that Yaakov is telling Esav, like we spoke before, as an enemy had Ochim and Esav. Esav should take all the Esav, the Gezachim. We want just the Sa'ir La'ashem. That's what's Nirmaz over here, that he's sending him these 580 behemoths. And that's going to be the Hatzolah. If you attack it, the Yid separates himself, let the Esav take all the Esav, the Gezachim. That's good for the Hatzolah. And over here is Nirmas Be'emes, all the Hatzolos. We'll be marked an interesting Nakuda. You know, last week Lavan is running after Yaakov, and the Eibishter comes to Lavan in a Nevuah to tell him not to check his Avu Yaakov. We spoke even, the Meshech Chochma thinks that that's why Rachel took away the Trophim, otherwise Lavan wouldn't have the Nevuah if he had Trophim by him, and he wouldn't be able to get this message. And it was important that Lavan should get the message, don't check his Avu Yaakov. How come the Eberster didn't send this message to Esav? Why do we have to have this meeting over here with Esav? Because it's a message for Doiris. There's a lumen over here for Klal Yisrael. How you confront Esav. How Yaakov confronts Esav. The Eberster, it's in the Cheshbon, it was that Gaza that Esav should come because we have to learn out from Yavima Firtzach. And from here comes all the Geulas. Later we have the Malkama with the Sorish Esav. But it's all already numbers over here. It's Vayitzav, Gamas Hasheni, Gamas Hashlishi, Gamas Kol Hocham Achrei Hador Moela, Gam. It says Gam three times. I saw Gam is Geulas Moshe, Geulas Mordechai, which was by the second base of Mikdash, and Geulas Mashiach. Gam, Gam, Gam. It's all. Everything is numbers over here in this Masul Matan and the Mochama side with the Gashmiyistik Esav and then with the Ruchmiyistik and the Sarishal Esav. It's all over here. That's interesting. It says Chassam Sofer. It says V'rebach tasimu ben eider uven eider. So the Balaturim already by Merks, he always says where you see the same words somewhere else in Tanakh, and he parallels it. And then it's a lot of times the Chassam Sofer is marchev about the Balaturim just says the Etzem Remesh. State this word somewhere else. Chassam Sofer a lot of times goes into the what was stated on it. But it says Rebach one other time. It says in the Megillah, Rebach v'atzola yamid la Yehudim. And here also it says Rebach. So the Chassam Sofer explains that it's Meshech Shaychi. First of all, Hatzilein Nom Yad is Rosh Tevis Haman. And it says, Rebach Tassimu Bein Eder Uvein Eder. Mordechai is Gematria Eder, and Rochel Leah is Gematria Eder. And over here there's a Hatzolah, Hatzilein Nom, and over here there's a Rebach Hatzolah. Nor, the difference is, over here the Hatzolah was without a Rebach. Because Yaakov has a lot of Tzoros, Tzoros Shel Esav, and then Lavan, and then it's Bikish Leishet Mishal, and he has Tzoros Shel Yosef, and Dina. There was no Rebach. Later by the Megillah, then it comes Rebach, Hatzolah. The Hatzolah comes with the Rebach. But the Shaykh says there's a Rebach, there's a difference between what was there by the Eder, by Mordechai, Mordechai Gematria Eder, and the Eder over here by that Sala of Rochelea. Interessante word is a Vaita Vek, it's an Ibri Yar, but it's a word. So Yaakov is meeting up now with Esav, and he meets the Achadasar Yelodov, and the Mefarshim ask, where's the Shtei Machanes? I thought it was two different Machanes. When Esav meets up with them, everyone's together. What happened to Plan B? But according to the Netziv, it's good. The Netziv says that the Machane Hashniya had just been a chosim, but like most of the Mefarshim, it was not like that. But that's what happens to Mice when he meets them, and it's Achadasar Yelodov. So Rashi. The Dina Heichon Hoysa, Noal Bifonea, Shilayitan, Ba'esav Einov, and Yaakov was Nenash, because he was Maynei at Dina from Ochiv, Shemet Achzimeno Lamutov. He should have let Dina, she would be Machzer Esav Lamutov. Interessant. Avram Avinu wasn't, the Zayda wasn't Machzer Esav Lamutov, and Yitzchak Avinu wasn't Machzer Esav Lamutov. And Yaakov Avinu, the brother, the father, the Zayda, of Efshif, he would have a Chosh of a Rebetzin, that would be Machzer Lamutav. And Yaakov is Nenash. But I saw an interesting shot once. You have to read the Rashi differently. Yaakov was Nenash. Shemona Me'ochiv. He was Meinei Me'ochiv. You know why? Shema Taksirena Lamutav. Yaakov was worried that that's what's going to happen. He didn't want it to happen. So Esav, why did Esav? Yaakov was Nenash. Shemona Me'echiv. He was Meinei because Shema Yaakov was Lamutav. Yaakov was taka worried. Yaakov was taka worried. Shema Yaakov Lamutav. There's a famous Kasha, Nachorin Yishtel, and how did Rashi know? How did Rashi know Dina is the one that's missing? It said Achadasar Yelodov. It said, Rashi, where was Dina? How do you know Dina is the one that's missing? Maybe one of the other Shvatim is missing, and Dina was there. So the simplest shot is, because Dina was in the box, and we have a Hezbollah, why she's in a box. Shalo Yir by Esav Enoch. What do you want to say? Dina was there, Naphtali was in the box. Well, why is it a box? What's the Hezbollah? By Dina is the Hezbollah, she's in the box. The Gros says a different shot. The Gros says, we know the Osirid Binyamin was Zoicha, that the Beis Hamikdash was Nivna Bechelkoi. And the Gemara says, the reason Binyamin was Zoicha, that the Beis Hamikdash was Nivna Bechelkoi, is because he was the only one that wasn't Mishtachavet to Esav. The Schus that Binyamin wasn't Mishtachavet to Esav, that's the Schus that he was Zoicha to the Beis Hamikdash. If you'll tell me that Achadash Yelod of Dina was there, and for whatever reason a different Shevet was missing or not in the box or whatever, was not there, so why wasn't that Shevet Zoicha? We know it wasn't Bunyan. But the why wasn't that Shevet Zoicha? So that's Kufa the Shpar, that it must be Dina, who doesn't have a Chelek in the Aretz. She's the one that was not there. Vayivosel Yaakov Levadoi. And then he meets up with the Sori Shel Esav, and there's a whole Vayiobekish Imay Adalois HaShachar, which this Vayiobekish Imay Adalois HaShachar symbolizes, and more than symbolizes, the Emes was the entire, all the Ledoiris of Klal Yisrael Likdo in this Vayiobekish Imay Adalois HaShachar until Taka the Gehula. And the Shach of Atari over here, it says, Yaakov asks him, Hagidin HaShmecha, Vayoymer Lomazet Tishal Lishmi. There's a pshat. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz is marich about this, about Zerochim, the Darki Ayetzer, he calls it. The Yetzahara is Kulay Dimyon. He doesn't really have a name. It's just, it's all a bluff. It's nothing there. Lama Zetashwa, he doesn't have a name. The name could change. It depends on the situation. Whatever he's doing, it's all one big fake around. Now, Esav now meets up with Vayisa Yaakov Einav, and now he sees Esav. Over the night, he was fighting with the Sori Shel Esav. And now he meets up with Esav. Vayoretz Esav v'krosay v'yechapkeyu v'yishokeyu v'yivku. What happened? Esav was coming with Arbaneis Ish to attack him. What changed? What changed is, Vayoretz Ish Imoy. during that night when Yaakov Avinu is loishkom and will come with the Sarish Shel Esav, that affects the Esav Alein. It's not grada azon. Esav, the Metzias changes because the Emes, the Melchama really is happening in Ruchnias, in Shamayim, in the Vayyobek Yishimah. Bechlau. Klal Yisrael is in a matziv. That all the Umay Sa'olam, all the Umay Sa'olam now, are coming by Emes against Klal Yisrael. There's an Umay that wants to kipshut the Lahari, Lahashim, Lahavi, and all the Umay is vital. It's a Zanam, it's something is going on, but the Olam has to realize that it's not going on down here. It's going on up in Shemayim. The Melchama is going through. It's Kuli Ruchnis. You know, it says Yaakov Avinu says Asher Lakachtem Yad Amori Bechardu Bekashti. Bechardu Bekashti means Betfilosi Bebekashosi Betzalosi. It's Torah and Tefillah. That's Beemes the Koyach. That's Beemes the Koyach. It's not a Pella that the Shiltoin in Eretz Yisrael is coming recently and shepherding with Torah on a very, very stark oif, and then all of a sudden, all the Umas, it wasn't like that a few weeks ago, all the Umas all of a sudden is with Iran. It's not Poshet as a. They're chaperon with fire. They're playing with fire. The Melchama is with the Sari Shalaisa. It's with the. And there's a Vayyobik. The Vayyobik, Unzer Vayyobik, it's Ksubas Aftes. That's the Vayyobik. There's no other mahalach, but it's certainly not poshut what's going on. It's interesting, diak. The pasuk says by Yaakov Avinu, by Yosef es hashvoches es yaldein rishoino, ves leyo dilodeo acharoinim. That's Rachel and Yosef Acharonim. So there's a shtel. What does it mean? Leah v'Yehuda Acharonim. They weren't the last. The last is Rachel. Shteita klal that if you're saying over a series of three things, the middle one could also be called Acharonim. The second of a series of three could be called Acharonim. As I say in the pasuk, Yosef as a shvachet as Yaldeim Rishoina, that's Leah v'Yehuda Acharonim. That's Rachel and Yosef Acharonim. Shteita, a second of three is called Acharonim. There's a Tosis Yontif tells on this. Tosis Yontif in Dmai, Mishnayis, Berzayin. He brings this beer. And this is Negeya. There's a pasuk in Chagai that talks about the second base of Migdash. Godol Yeh Kvoid Habayis Hazeh Ha'acharoin Min Arishoin. And there were Koyfim that wanted to say, Shteito Amakor in this pasuk in Chagai, but there's not going to be a base of Migdash Ashlish. Godol Yeh Kvoid Habayis Hazeh Ha'acharoin Min Arishoin. And the Teres of Adana, when you have a series of three, the second of three, could be called Achroin, Leah Bilad Achroin. It's interesting, there's another raya to this. In Parsha Shmois, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was giving oisus, the Eibishter gave him different oisus. The Eibishter tells Moshe, V'hayaminu l'koil ha'oisa Achroin. V'hayaminu gam l'shnei ha'oisus ha'eilas, and then you make the or. So, again, a series of three, the dam, which was the second ois, was called Achroin. The Dover Nechma, there's a remez that says there's a vikuach here if there's going to be a third base of Migdash, because it says on the second base of Migdash Acharoin. And one of the rayas for bringing that it's not a problem that the second of three could be called Acharoin is because Moshe Rabbeinu made an ois of dam after he made with the Nochash, then he made the Heminu, the Koil Ois Arachin of the dam, and even though there was dam, which was the Acharoin, there was another ois afterwards. So there's a remez, it's rush, there's a pasuk in Parshas Boy, Vahoya Hadam Lochem Lois Al Habotin. So the dam. The second ois of Moshe Rabbeinu, the dam, which was called Achroin, is an ois on the bottom, on the Batei Amikdosh. It's a raya that it could be the third base of Amikdosh. V'hoya ha-dam l'chem l'ois al ha-bottom. Rashi brings, it says, Esav was v'yechakei v'yishakei, but Rashi brings, no, Amar Abshimim v'yechoi, ha-lochehi, b'yedua she'esav soin l'yakov. It's a halacha. The word from Menachem Zemba, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, is Reb Shimon. Rav Shimon is doirish time of the crow. A lot of sukkahs you have Rav Shimon is doirish time of the crow, and he has an afkamina based on the fact that he's doirish time of the crow. But kula l'chumra, come out an afkamina, doirish time of the crow. So here there's no doirish time of the crow. Here Rav Shimon's moed halachi. There's no cheshbonis. There's no yaitzim l'aklav. Halachi. The yidua she'esa sainu liyakim. Yidua. Esav asks Yaakov, Milucho kol ha-machina hazeh asher pogoshti. Who was this whole machina that I met? And Rashi explains it means that there were malochim that Esav Yaakov had sent, and they started hitting Esav. And Esav says, what are you chaperoning with me? I'm Avram Avinu's enikel. And they continued hitting him. And he said, what's Esav? I'm Yitzchok's son. And they continued hitting him. He said, I'm Yaakov's brother. And then they stopped. So Pashup Shabbos was a special PR system for Yaakov Avinu, that when Esav finally meets up with him, he should realize that he had protection. He was only saved in the schus of Yaakov. Well, we spoke to that, I think, the other week. Chassam Soifa says, Shadavi had Ander Nakuda. Esav is taken not the Enakul of Avram, because it says, Ki be Yitzchok Yikari Lachazara, and Esav is not the Enakul of Avram. And he's taken not the son of Yitzchok, Ki be Yitzchok, Beloi Kol Yitzchok, Esav is not considered Zera Yitzchok. Novos Yeh is Yaakov's brother. Why? He's not the son of Yitzchok. The pasuk says, "Rifka ein Yaakov ve'Esav," and Rashi, when it says at the end of the parasha, "Ein yedei ama melamdeni." But the Chassam Sofer says, "No, it's melamdeni. Yaakov is taka, the son of Rifka. He's not the son of Yitzchak, but he's the son of Rifka. And therefore, it's taka. It's ochid mino ein." And the whole sugya of Dina with the Anshe Shechem, and Shimon and Levi come and kill out the whole ear of Shechem. There's a shailah who is showing him, it's a ganze sugya. What was the chiyuv misa of Shechem, of the city? In Rambam state, in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Tes, Halacha Yadalad, over there the Rambam talks about all the genome of mitzvahs b'nei Noyach. The Rambam says, Halacha Yadalad, Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noyach, one of them is that Nitztavu al Adinim. And a benoyach that was over on one of his dinim, you have to dan him. And by a benoyach, you don't need a bezdin. Every yochid could be the bezdin that dans the other benoyach. And if a benoyach was nichshal, another benoyach could be the dayan to dan him. And Zot the Rambam, that's why the whole year of Shechem was chayiv misa, because they didn't do dinim. Shechem himself was a gazlan and he was nichshal in a rais, eishes ish. That's a chelik of the Sheva mitzvah benoyach. And the rest of the city, each one, every yochid could dan, and they didn't. So the chayiv misa for not doing dinim. That's also one of the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. The Ramban over here is choluk. He says that not the pshat. It's stamazay that they were reshoyim. They were stamazay. The whole city was reshoyim. They were over on all kind of affairs. The Erechaim Hakadosh says a different pshat. He says Shechem and Hamor stole dina. And the rest of the city was siyu al gezel. What if there was one guy coming at the end of the city wasn't chayiv? I don't know. The ganze shtot was misayei al gezel, and al gezel they were chayiv. Which means it's interesting. That means when a benoyach is taking someone else's isha, he's over al gezel. Why do you need mavur that what in the sugi and Sanhedrin? One of the sheva mitzvahs benoyach by benoyach also is eishes ish. Arayis eishes ish is also part of the arayis by benoyach. What do you have to come on to eishes ish? Typically, Yals Gezel. If you're saying that Yals Gezel can be chayim, then the parents is poshut. If the husband and wife are both maskim, meaning it's not enough if the Isha is maskim, meaning not that you were ma'anas the Isha, but the benoyah, even if he did it b'rotzen, or it's soy no, but the husband wasn't maskim, you're still Gezel from the husband. But if the husband was also maskim, that she should be mezana with someone else, then it's not Gezel. But then it's still, there's a din by benoyah, medavak be'ishle, v'loy be'ishas chaveira, there's a din of eishas ish by benoyah. Of menachon comes to eishes ish, because even though avad it would be gezel, but it's not always gezel. The Meshech Chochma says a different pshat, interesting pshat. Why was the whole city of Shechem chayiv misa? He says because benoyach is osur to do chavola, and avad it's osur even to be chayivul to yourself. And since they all did mila to themselves, and it was shaloi kedin, they weren't maling legeris. So it comes at stamazay there a benoyach that's doing chavola to themselves, and midin choyvul ba'atzmam dechayiv misa. It's one of the sheva mitzvahs benoyach, so dechayiv misa for doing chavola to themselves. Maybe it's not even to themselves. I don't know if each one mild himself, each one. I'm not sure, Tanya, because then only the moils of the city should be. Which one let himself be nechba? But that says Mahalat that they were chayav as chavol ba'atzmo. Unless the pasuk predict that each one of them mild themselves, the pasuk says in the lashon nimoyu. But it was a mahalat that they did chavolah. There's another mahalach. The Chiddush Arim says, interesting, Oishvik, he says, you know, it's mavur that Shimon and Levi were bar mitzvah right then. As I come to us, the emes, it's in the first, in the Mishnah in Ovis, in Parakei, Mishnah Chafalot, the Mishnah says, ben shloish Yisrael mitzvahs, and Rashi and the Bartanura, the Mepharshim say, what's the makar ben shloish Yisrael mitzvahs? Because it says, by Yikhu Shimon and Levi, achay dina ish charboi, and you're not called an ish until you're 13, and he makes a cheshbin. If Yaakov Avinu married Leah, and then it was 7 years from after he married Leah, plus 6 years with the tzoyim, and plus the year and a half baderech, he has an oisgi cheshbint. And this is a big tumult there; it doesn't work out exactly. I think the goyim wants to say that the heriyonis of Leah was less than tisha chadashim to work out this cheshbint that put Levi's b'mitzvah already was also by the ma'aser of Shechem, because it says they were both ish. The whole lid in the places Yontif over there, Kveger and Mishnah, it's a whole lid in there. How it works out, it's a little bit less than 13. So the Goy makes the Cheshbon, it was Taka the less. But it was there was Bar Mitzvah. So Zok the Chedush Arim, Shimon and Levi were Machadish of Bar Mitzvah Pshetel. What was the Yisoid of the Bar Mitzvah Pshetel? Because it didn't Akum Sheshavas Chayed Misa. What's the name of Akum Sheshavas Chayed Misa? Goy keeps Shabbos as Chayed Misa. Shabbos is an ois for Klal Yisroel. A goy tries to keep Shabbos. It's not on all mitzvahs, but on Shabbos, because Shabbos is an ois. A goy wants to keep Shabbos. Akum for Shabbos chayimis. Look, the Chiddush Arim, Shimon and Levi, by their mitzvah, they were machadash yisoid. This was their pshat. That meal is also an ois. Meal is also an ois. The same way Akum for Shabbos chayiv misa, who are then an Akum that does mila, not to be megar, they're not becoming yid. Akum that does mila, that's Akum for mol chayiv misa. The same way, because the Yisoid of Akum for Shabbos chayiv misa is because you're shepherding with the ois. Mila is oichet an ois. Get shepherded with the ois. This was their bar mitzvah pshetel, and they feared an ois l'mahadrin, and that's why they killed out the whole city of Shechem. It's noch mahalach why they killed out the city of Shechem, because of the Akum Sheshavas. Akum Shemol. And it could be, it's meduyik, it's very geshmak. The pasuk fears ois. They killed out the whole city, ves chamor ves Shechem benoy harog. They also killed Shechem and chamor, those two. Why are they singled out? Okay, so they're the ones that took dinan. It's poshet. But Lamashal, if you learn like the Chiddush Arim, that it's because Shechem and Chamor didn't do Mila. They told the rest of the city to do Mila. They themselves didn't know. So they don't have, well, like the Mashiach Chochmah, that it's Chaval Ba'atzma. They don't have that reason. They were Chayim as Gezel, as Eishes Ish, as taking Dina. So that's why they're singled out separately in the Pasuk. The Rechaim was different. The Rechaim was another Pshat that the Emes, they were only going to kill Shechem and Chamor. But then the rest of the city came to save them. The Shimon and Levi were going to kill Shechem and Chamor, and then the rest of the city came to stop them. So I'll roid if they killed out the rest of the city. So like Zot Archaim, with this Penosa, with Avadish, with Shechem and Chamor, are singled out separately. It's a Bezunder Rechiev Klapei Ven. There is a later in the Parsha. Where's the Parsha? Gansa Esav at the end of the Parsha. But then you have that the Eved comes to Yaakov Avinu when he tells him he's changing his name to Yisroel. The Emes the Malach already told him that. The Sorosh El Esav already told him that. But there's two separate parshas. There's a Bezundera parsha over here that the Eved is Nizgal to Yaakov Avinu, and he says, "Well, Yikari Oy Shimcha Yaakov El Yisroel Yeshemecha." Yisroel is the name of Klal Yisroel. We're not called Klal Yaakov. We're called Klal Yisroel. Bnei Yisroel. Yisrael is the Shem HaMakif of the Gansa Umma. And Arizal says, very interesting, that Yisrael, the letters in the name Yisrael, is the MS, the letters of all the Ovis and all the Imois. The Yud is Yitzchak and Yaakov, the Sin is Sora, the Reish is Rachel and Rivka, the Aleph is Avram and the Lamed is Leah. All the Ovis and all the Imois, all of that lived in Yisrael. Meaning there's a whole process of the Ovis and the Imois doing Tikkun Chayta, the Mechava, and building up, creating Tikkun Olam over here. But all the Ovis and all the Imois, Tzamin, the Rosh Tevis of all of them, is Yisroel. And that's Takadah, That's talking the Klal Yisrael, and that's what's being debunked over here now. That you have the Shtei Masei Shvot, and you have Leidas Binyamin, and that's now it's getting started, and then the Torah is Mapsik, a short version of the entire history of Esav, which Bepashtus, the end of the Chumash. This is a Moyle Dikazach. These Pesukim in Parshas Vayishlach are saying historical facts of things that happened hundreds of years after the Torah. Bepashtus, Vayomas Chusha, Vayomas Hadad, Vayomas Salma. The later on story of the Sarim Shel Esav is Pashat. It's Nevuah on Osid in the time that the Torah is written, right? You know, there's a whole shayla in the Midbar if the Torah was Megillah Nitna or Chasuma Nitna. Over in the times of Yeshua and Shoftim, yeah, they had the Chamisha Chumash Torah. This Pesukim here that are saying what happened years later. So as they Pashas and the Vada the Soyda Satoir over here and all the Alufim, and then after the Torah does this abridged version of what's going on with Esav, it's Vayeshev Yaakov, Bikesh Yaakov, Vayeshev B'Shalva, and that's already Bazundar Shmuz.